This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to South Carolina, Spartanburg, South Carolina, the home of the Bills for a few more hours anyway. John Murphy, Steve Tasker. This is the home of One Bills Live for another hour or so. And joining us now is Shaq Lawson, who this is, in fact, his home state anyway. He is a South Carolina native. You grew up in central South Carolina. Where is that, Shaq?
That's about like an hour away. But my mama stayed like 25 minutes from here, so I'm very close to where my mama, yeah. I bought my mama a house at. So it's kind of
Did you have family up here the last couple of days for practice?
Oh, yes, sir. I have family all over the place. I even have some Carolina fans part of my family because the majority of them was Clemson fans. So
right.
I end up signing a lot of Carolina gear and stuff like that.
Yeah, you also had 50 kids from your foundation at practice today. Tell us about your foundation.
Oh, my foundation is the Shaq Lawson Foundation, just working with underprivileged kids, you know. Just give them, trying to lead them in the right direction and you know, some kids might not have that father figure role, and I just want to be that guy that you can always talk to and at the same time and help out and just give advice, because I had the same – I was looking up at the same guys like that when I was younger. You know, I had the same older guys doing the same thing for me like that, and I told myself one day if I get an opportunity to make money, I was going to do that and do it in my area and the area I play at too.
How did those kids like practice today? Did they get bored?
Nah, they actually enjoy practice. You know, this kid's first time ever been to an NFL practice, so it was very fun for them. And a lot of kids probably never experienced an NFL game or practice, but the kids were excited. You know, a lot of Cam Newton fans for the kids, but they were just excited to be. Oh, and a lot of familiar faces I seen too. Some of the kids I know too.
Yeah, it's got to be a lot of fun for the kids. But these joint practices, they got to be more fun for the players, right?
Oh yeah, sir. The joint practice is good. You're getting that good on good work with another team. You really ain't playing during the season, but it's doing it like camp mode, and you getting tired of going against Bills. So it's,
same faces every day.
Yeah, yes, sir.
It's time for fresh faces. In the first couple of series of the Colt game last week and in the team periods that I've watched during training camp, including today, your defense really must have high expectations for the way they practice, the way they played, and the guys you've got it rotating in on that front seven.
Oh, yes, sir. We come out here with a standard, you know, a standard of every day just get best. You know, this playoff caliber, that's what we preach in our locker rooms. We got it everywhere, and we want to be the best and go out there and practice hard and set the standard. And Coach McDermott doing a great job since he's been here and doing that. I seen a lot change from my rookie year until now how we practice. So, I mean, it's just great. You know, you got 11 guys and guys you can rotate in and out, and they're going to give you the same plays which you get from your one. So, I mean, it's just great, you know, to have a great coach like McDermott to preach and preach things like that. You could tell how we came out here the last couple of days, how practice was.
Mm-hmm. We're with Shaq Lawson, former Bills first-round pick, after the Bills wrap up their 2 days of joint practices with the Carolina Panthers. I said this to my partner Steve over here, Shaq, earlier today. Not only – there were no fights, right? We left early today. No fights in 2 days, right?
Oh, no, sir. No fights.
Not only that, but it seemed to me both teams – knew how to practice. You were almost at the same pace or level of practice. Right?
Yeah.
Did you see that as well?
Oh, yeah. The same pace, you know. I guess we came to agreement of how we going to do things. But
they must work like you guys a little bit during the regular. When you're not here, they probably practice similarly, right?
Oh, yes, sir, they do. Only thing they was missing was the music yesterday, and we had to get on the coach about that. Like, hey,
and they
coach.
Had music today.
Yeah, they had,
They
had to.
They added that in.
Practice
today?
Was too quiet yesterday.
Yeah. What about the playlist? Was it any good?
It was all right. You know, we got 5 playlists up there in Buffalo. So,
why do you need music?
For one, the game's going to be loud
for
the crowd, especially if we're on the road for our offense. And when defense out there at home, it's going to be loud. So, with the music playing loud, you can communicate better and just you get a little more juice from hearing music at practice.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this tempo. You guys have been going one-on-ones. Who's been, you know, of the young guys coming out? You've seen Ed Oliver, and of course Tremaine in his second year in the defense. What is the average fan not seeing? What do they not know about this defense and the way it's going to look this year?
Man, you know, it's going to be a great defense. You know, we can just plug guys in and out there, especially with our D line. We can just rotate any guy in there. You know, adding Zoe to the mix is. We got great leaders. That's why this defense goes so far. We got a great leader in the D line room with Jerry, Star, Trent. Then you got Zoe and Michael Hyde and Poyer, all those guys. So, and Tremaine doing I've seen a lot of change from Tremaine from his first year this year. He leading a lot more, you know, and very more comfortable. So, man, with those guys leading it, and we just follow in their footsteps, it makes the whole defense easy for everybody else. Right,
yeah. Check, a lot of fans, and actually we talked about it too on our show, really liked what we saw from seventh-round draft pick Daryl Johnson in the game last Thursday. What do you know about him, being in the meeting room with him and practicing with him for a couple weeks?
Man, a kid can play. He's going to be a great player. He's long, very long.
Yeah.
Got the long arms.
He's got that power forward build.
Yeah,
right?
He built like – that's why I told him, like, did you ever play basketball? You built like more of a basketball player. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Than football. So
what'd he say? He ever played?
Nah, he wasn't very good at basketball. I told him if I had that, we need to switch height because I would have been a credible basketball player with that height. But nah, man, he's getting better every day, man. I've seen a lot change from Daryl, you know, when he first came in trying to get his feet wet. And now he just, from that game last week, he's just building off of it and just continue getting better, you know. He's going to be a great rusher. He's going to play a long time in this league.
You got him, and we'll see where he goes. You got Trent Murphy back healthy. He seems like a different guy. You guys had a healthy rotation of defensive linemen last season. It could be even more this year, right? More guys maybe ready to help, ready to play.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, next man up. You know, you got to find somebody could help in some type of way. So, with Trent being healthy, me and Jerry and these young guys coming in, man, we're going to be a special group for not just – I know as a whole defense we can be a special group, but as just a defensive end,
sure,
we can be a special group, man.
I don't know if you can answer this, but what do you think is going to be different about this preseason game, seeing as how you guys have practiced against each other for the last 2 days? You think, how's that changed things?
That's a good question, man. I really want to know things, too. I'm like, because we done got 2 great days to work against these guys. Are we going to get the same look they've been giving us at practice, or are they going to hide their playbook? So we really don't know. I wanted that, too. I was like – it's kind of weird. We practice them 2 days, then we go play them. Same players.
Yeah. So it's like inter squad scrimmage.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
that's
right?
What it is.
Did you have a tip pass in the game last Thursday? Didn't you tip one, or am I thinking of a practice in the last game?
Nah.
Seems to me you've been tipping passes more this
year. See, I've been tipping passes. Nah, I ain't tipped none yet. Nah, I ain't got
nothing
one yet. I did tip a pass. Probably doing camp training.
Yeah, that's
camp.
What I saw in camp. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's a point of emphasis, right? And I think your coaches want you guys to have hands up and be tipping passes if you can't get to the quarterback.
Oh, yeah, sir. Affect the quarterback. You can affect the quarterback with his feet, eyes, and all types of things. So as long as we affect the quarterback, mess up the throw. If you can't get there, put your hands up. Anything to get him throw a bad ball.
You've said that, you know, you've seen big differences from your rookie year into that coming into this year, your fourth year, right? Fourth year.
So, yes, sir.
What do you notice about that? What grabbed you about this camp? And said, wow, that's different this year. That's better, or that's worse, or that's different. That's
See, each camp I'm being a little different from it.
Right.
Like my rookie year, I was hurt around this time, so I was trying to find myself way back on the field. My second year, all right, here's a chance to prove everybody. Get my first chance to start. And last year, possibly was on the bubble, and this year, I know what it's this year. It's just the game and everything. This is my third year in the playbook, so it's a lot more slower, and I understand why we calling these plays. You know, I always knew the playbook, but I understand why we calling these plays. I can know what the DBs and everybody doing behind me too. So. Man, I just been growing as a player throughout that year, and that's one thing I seen as my fourth year at camp, just the terminology and defense and understanding more.
Right. Nothing like experience, right?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Hey, Check, thanks for this. Keep up the good play, and congratulations.
Yes,
50 kids from your
awesome,
foundation
yes, sir.
Here today. That's pretty cool.
That's a great effort.
Congratulations.
Thanks for doing that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.